Good morning, all. Thank you for having us. As Judge Gargatta said, community property, especially, is one of the critical components of Texas law that consumer practitioners have to deal with regularly. Today, we're going to look at a little bit of how a probate and then bankruptcy will interplay with that. In some places, they will have straight-up crossovers, and other places, there are dividing lines. But it's probably difficult to practice consumer bankruptcy for too long without having to face some of the issues that will arise when addressing the intersection that we see here. Now, this picture here is the only one that was not taken from a movie. So in an effort to keep y'all's attention, one of the things we'd like you to do is when we change slides, see if you can identify the movie that the photo is taken from. I may have an unusual sense of logic, but in my logic, the photo will have some connection to the material on that slide. So with that, we'll jump right in. There are give or take 9 states that do community property. I say give or take because depending on the source you look at, some of them will treat Alaska and Tennessee's setup, which is an opt-in form of community property, as community property laws. Others will say not really, because that's set up for essentially probate purposes. You can opt in to having your property treated as community property. But for those states, they each have their own little tweaks on what goes on. But the basics are that there will be community property and there will be separate property. But what you're really looking at in most of them is a presumption that when you have a married couple, you've got community property. For Texas, it's the Family Code Section 3.003 that establishes that and also makes the burden of proof to rebut it as clear and convincing.